Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adash, your sponsor, Luinishba, Sarabi Akoshom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Dafnun Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings what's brought down in several places in Shas, that what Rabba says, why the Torah says that someone who admits partially, he has to do a Shavuah. If Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, Shimon says, I admit I owe you $50, he needs to do a shvuah. Why is that so? Because chazaka ein adam meiz ponev pnei baal choyver. We assume a person cannot completely lie to the baal choyver. He doesn't have the he'ozo, the azuz metzach, the chutzpah, to tell a baal choyver, I don't owe you anything. So that's why he's not able to completely be koyfer hakoyel. He also doesn't want to come and admit everything because he's trying to gain some time. That's why Torah says to put on him a shvuah. This nekuda over here connects to a deep inyan that Rabbi Seinu speak about regarding the idea of emes and sheker in the world. We'll start with the Medrash. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and there was a shaila to create an Adam or not. So there's a discussion between the different midos if the Adam should be created. Chesed said it should be created because it does chesed. And Shalom said it should not be created because the kulei ketot is full of fights. And then came Emes. And Emes says, don't create Adam because he's full of sheker. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Emes and threw it to the ground. He shlich Emes arzo. And he said, Emes me'eres titzvach. Emes will grow from the ground. What does this mean? So Rabbi Seinu explained, I heard this from my Rebbe Yom Shapir Zatzal as well. The pshat is like this. The Mitzat Ikar Adin, when you look at the world is Oilam HaSheker. It's a world of Sheker. And Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a world that is supposed to be revealing His name. He is Emes. If you can't have Emes in the world, you can't create a world. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing Emes Arza and says, Emes Me'eretz Titzvach, the message is that with all the Sheker that we have in the world, there's always Emes could come out of it. From the what we have in this Aret, which is all Sheker, Emes Me'eres Titzvach, there will be Emes coming out of that. And the deep idea is that in this world, we don't have something which is 100% Ra. Everything in this world connects to, and somehow, to Gdusha, to Emes. Brought down the name of the Arizal, that every Koyach Tumah in the world, every bad in the world, needs to have a little bit of connection to Gdusha in order to survive. If it's something is purely sheker, purely ra, it will be destroyed. This world is not cannot contain something which is kulei ra. And this is the Pasha Pshat, where the Gemara in Shabbos says that the word sheker ain lo raglaim, doesn't have feet, right? Because the letter shin, kuf, and resh, it's only one leg in the bottom. And the idea is because sheker, pure sheker, doesn't have a place to exist in this world. This world is a world which has to bring emes, gilui of emes, even though that's oilam hasheker. But from the sheker of the world, there's some emes that will come out. From all the bad, always there's some nekuda of gdusha that will come and appear and will be revealed in this world. And now that's the whole taklas of the world, emes me'eres titzvach. And this is pashup shav comes out from our Gemara. Because we're saying like this, a loive cannot completely lie to a malve. The borrower cannot completely lie to the lender. Why? Because that's a problem of also. The person doesn't have the chutzpah to be 100% lie. And according to what we're learning, this is against the DNA of an Adam. An Adam needs to bring emes. It will come through the mahalach of sheker. He is full of sheker, but emes has to come from it. So it can be 100% sheker. It needs to be a little bit, at least something of emes. And that's what the Gemara says over here. A loive cannot come and be completely a shakra. You need to have a mixture of emes too. So he will be moide mimiktsas and he will be koifer mimiktsas. He will admit some and deny some. But to be 100% sheker, that's something that cannot exist in this world. This world is not oilam sheker gomor. It's sheker, the emes will come from it. And when we're starting now, this daf is being learned in the first day of the 3 weeks. Shivosa Ratamus, starting a tkufa of Khorban, a tkufa that seems to be bad. But from every bad comes something good. As the Sefer Chassidus bring, Kol Rotfeyo Hi Sigua Bein HaMitzar, means all the people that are enemies of Am Yisrael will reach Am Yisrael doing Bein HaMitzar. But there's a limit to it too. Kol Rotfeyo Hi Sigua, anybody who runs after Hashem can reach him Bein HaMitzar. In the time of Churban, it's a time when a person can easily reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connect him. When Am Yisrael is suffering, Kadosh Baruch Hu is here next to us, and it's a time of connection. All the bad and all the Churban and all the terrible things they have that come to the world, they ultimately bring the Geulo, Emes Me'eretz Titzvach. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.